Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on this 24th day of June. It's a beautiful day here, and regardless of the weather, I hope it's a beautiful day in your life. And we come in reverent, joyful expectation into the presence of Yeshua, the Christ. Know that He is with us and has come to love us and bless us and help us have all of the desires of our hearts. As always, I like to open our community up for participation in the beginning, because it's not just me that's here, it's everybody. And all of you, each one of you, as you ask for blessings, you ask for others as well. And it's amazing to me how many people actually ask for the same or similar blessings, or come online and say, well, that's exactly what I wanted to ask for. Of course, this is particularly true when it comes to world challenges and world peace and environmental needs. We all are very concerned about what's going on in Hawaii. And I'll just launch our blessing call with the thought that, yes, we will have all of the wonderful residents and life forms in Hawaii in our blessing thoughts today. So I'm going to start opening the lines now. Jean Marie, I see you're on and your line is open.
Thank you, Glenda. Yes, just once again, I would like for blessings to be showered upon my friend Judith Thompson, as it's okay. Nearer to her hip replacement surgery on this Tuesday at Temecula Valley Hospital in Temecula, California. Last time I talked to her, she was in much better spirits, and I told her I would mention again, and I thank everyone to the moon and back for your blessings for my dear friend I've known for a long time. That's it. I don't hear anything. Am I still on?
Hi, everyone. I am so sorry. Something got cut in our line, and I just my connection just disappeared. So, Jean Marie, continue. Well, you had just asked for a blessing for her hip replacement.
Yeah, for my friend Judith Thompson at Temecula Valley Hospital this Tuesday.
Okay.
That was.
I know it will be early in the morning.
Well, I forgot to ask her what time. It doesn't matter. There's no time in spirit.
That's true. Okay, yeah. My dear.
Thank you so much, everyone.
You're so welcome, and it's, of course, my joy to be here. So, another call from area code 218, and you're on.
Oh, hi, this is Jerome.
Hi, Jerome.
Love and light, peace and joy. I've got three of them, Audrey Fisher, Andrew Quacko, and Gary Bentz. And everybody can benefit from Yeshua and Ben Yosef. And thank you for your benefit, too, and all the light, compassion, love, peace and joy of the universe be with you and around you. And thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Jerome. And it's so wonderful to just be here opening this tunnel of light and healing and joy that connects heaven with earth.
Yes.
And really, that's all it takes. We fall into our troubles because we disconnect.
Yes.
And then once we are in a state of disconnection, our attention goes to the problem.
Right.
It's only natural. It's just the way organic life seems to be wired, which you would know as a doctor why we have to administer anesthesia.
Yeah.
So that we can bring about a momentary disconnection in the pain defense system, which is very fierce and highly prohibited for us to cross. But,
yes,
you know, there are masters of the Far East who really have accomplished suspension of the pain defense system.
Yes.
And we can learn, all of us, through meditation and prayer, maybe not to completely wash away the pain defense system for daily mechanical functions, but at least for the duration of a prayer. And our prayers work better when we do that.
Yes, very much so. Light, compassion, love, peace, and joy to everyone that's praying and for you as well.
Thank you.
And I thank you for your light, compassion, and love forever and always.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, Jerome. And thank you for your smiling voice.
Glad you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We have someone from area code 201, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Susan. How are you?
Oh, Susan, hi. I'm okay.
Good.
I'm okay. In heaven,
yeah.
I'm great. On earth, I'm okay.
Yeah, okay, I got that. All right, we'll pray for you. Okay.
Well, it's really not so much me as others in my family.
Yeah,
but
I get it.
I'll ask for that later on.
Absolutely.
What can we help you with?
Well, you know what? I'm at my beach house, and I like to take movies. And you know, when I was at the library, my eye went to this one. It's called, and I'm not surprised why, it's called Let There Be Light. So it's a really good movie, and I'm recommending that to our community. I enjoyed it. I know that most of the community will as well. So that's what it's called, Let There Be Light.
Oh, okay, Let There Be Light.
At all. Yeah. Yeah,
that's, what's it about?
Well, I loved it. It's about an atheist.
I mean, without going too long.
Yeah. No, it's about an atheist who happens to be a professor, and he's on the circuit, and he, you know, it so happens his child died at 9 years old, and he says, what's the point of religion? It's promoted lots of wars, and, you know, love, and, you know, partying is better than, you know, so he, you know, and he's got a lot of following.
Uh-huh.
The bottom line is he abuses alcohol and so forth, and he gets into an accident and dies for 4 minutes, and, you know, what happens after, you know, I mean,
oh, yeah.
He has to, you know,
yeah.
And so it's a good movie. It's just a really good movie. So,
oh, that's great. Thanks for sharing it with us.
So, yeah, I wanted to share that. And, you know, other things I was dealing with, this is a great place for me to do a lot of meditation because it's just, you know, just is. It's quiet and it's perfect. And I kept struggling with something I kept asking God to remove. And it wasn't happening. And then finally it occurred to me, because I was asking for the wrong thing, and what I needed to ask for was for God, you know, for me to, like, just surrender and just, you know, give the whole, like a package, give the whole ordeal to God and not ask God to change it in any way. And once I made the change, that change, and asked for something different, I had quote unquote the peace of God. And, you know, I've certainly had that many times, but I know when I'm in that place, and I went, oh, so it was clear I was asking for the, you know, for the wrong thing. And once that changed and I was asking for what, you know, it made all the difference. And I, you know, experienced for a long period of time the peace of God. And at that point I said, good, I'll ask for healing. I'm going to go through. I knew where I was, and I was going to take full advantage of it. But the point I'm sharing is that, man, you know, I was just asking for the, you know, for something that, you know, I needed to change that. You know, I just needed to release it and to give it to God, as opposed to, you know, insist that God, you know, change it, take it away, or, you know, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay. You know, I really, really got that. And Susan, I have something to add to that, which I think will make sense to a lot of people. I know we've all had experiences being in committee meetings where we have come together, or business meetings, or even counseling sessions, or whatever, we have come together to solve a problem. And everyone there is coming with their own version of the answer. Well, the counselor or the one who's really been researching the actual cause of the problem, has an answer, but is gracious enough to listen first to everyone else so that other people get to express themselves and feel included. But occasionally one person won't just have a comment. They will be really fixated on this is the answer, this is the answer. And the person in charge knows it's not the answer. And that person who just knows they have the answer will not shut up. They just keep talking. I mean, so positioned, oh, this is the answer, this is the answer. Finally, the chairman, let's just call him the chairman, it could be anyone who's been researching, who actually does have the answer, comes up with an explanation of the greater spectrum of research. And what everybody is amazed about is that they were all focusing on such a small circle of definition about the problem that they could not include all the options. And here was this one person who just approached it without any answers, but thought, okay, how far can I take the circle of possibilities about what might actually be contributing to the problem? And presented all of the factors involved in the problem, let everybody think about it for a few minutes, and then spontaneously people began to interact and came to a whole new idea, not only about what the problem was, but then about what the solution could be. Well, you see, that's what happens when we give it to God. God has a perspective that we don't have. And it's not that we're not smart. It's not that we're not conscientious or wanting to be responsible. We are. Whether it's for ourselves or our loved ones, we do our very, very best. But we don't always know all the things that are involved. I have a blessing to ask for that really illustrates this, my life has been such a progression of challenges for the last 8 months, starting when Harvey came to town, into trying to figure out, getting a full scan analysis of what all the damages were, and not even getting all the damages laid out. And an example of that is I would see parts of the roof were missing, and of course, that was a very urgent thing. But I didn't see all the electrical that might be involved in it, all the plumbing that might be involved in it. I learned to put duct tape on my mouth because I could actually give a limited perspective of the damage to the insurance company. And I learned to call in experts who could look further at what the problem was. Well, of course, in all of that, there were health problems that came to bear. We adopted a little stray dog. Oh, my gosh, he had so many problems. And we didn't find them all. And because we didn't find them all, he became one of our fateful victims of the hurricane. By January, I was sick. Larry was sick. And then he was in the hospital. And it was one thing after another. And it seemed like even the doctors were going for the shortfall, determining, well, okay, this is what happened. Therefore, let's fix this. Well, it just fixed a symptom. 2 weeks later, Larry was back in the hospital. Okay, from all the stress of all the months, pretty soon, I'm sick. and I have all kinds of respiratory ailments, from sinus to upper respiratory to pneumonia, one thing after another after another. I decided to pick up Louise Hay's book. Louise Hay was a wonderful medical medium, mystic of the spiritual, emotional, psychological factors that could be the outer range of physical ailments. And yes, wouldn't you know it, she explained that respiratory was always related to stress, often related to unexplained challenges, and by the time it deepened into pneumonia, it was grief. Okay. Well, by that point, I'm seeing all this grief I'm experiencing is doing me absolutely no good at all. No good at all. I just decided, get rid of the grief. It's only causing problems. It's not curing problems. And it's not replacing any of the losses. The only replacement I will have will be in the joy of God and the joy of moving on into the next phase of my life. And so I took a look at, well, okay, maybe it was time that I let go of a whole segment of life so that I and my life could be reborn again. And that was great joy and great relief. And most of the symptoms went away. But now we have our next level of challenge, and I want to ask for your prayers and blessings for our beautiful, wonderful, blessing cat, Rama. Rama is the one you've seen pictures of online. He's a Blue Point Himalayan who has been part of the blessing since the first day Rama ever came to bless my feet, and has been with me, circling my feet in every blessing since then. Rama became ill it's been coming on him actually for about 6 months. And I became suspicious that, again, for him, it was stress. I took him to the doctor, and they put him in the hospital. He was in the hospital for a week. They ran every conceivable test and really, really thought he was beyond sick and sicker, and that he wouldn't make it. And I said, no, he'll make it. And I spent loving hours in the hospital with Rama, just loving on him, holding on him. He was dehydrated to the point almost lethal. And he had parasites that he had picked up from the environment again, almost to the point of lethal. He was treated for all of those. And he's home now. And they determined through, this is what I want a blessing for, they determined through testing that he has feline intestinal infectious peritonitis, which for elder cats is lethal. It's a death sentence. But I'm not buying into it, because I know that the primary cause of feline infectious peritonitis is stress. Rama has just been through so much stress. He has given his life to bless every animal and everybody in the world. And I know all he needs is love. And he's home now. He's purring nonstop. He's eating well. He's doing well. The symptoms are going away. And I say less than 1% of cats can survive feline intestinal peritonitis. Well, Rama's going to be one of the 1%. And I have something else to add to that, and that's his brother, Shiva, who has been a blessing giver also but he's not been quite as encircled around my feet as Rama has been. But Shiva survived feline intestinal peritonitis. He is also one of the anointed 1% who can attest that it's possible. So yes, it is possible, but he needs a lot of love. He's given so much to bless so many. And so he's just this gorgeous, long-haired, blue-eyed, crystal-eyed, loving Himalayan who would just give everything to love everybody else. So I'm asking for him. And, of course, he's one of my best friends, and he's been there blessing me through the years as well, 14 years old. And, of course, all of these things are just a little harder on the elder cats, but 14 could be middle age for a cat, really. I mean, it really could. There are beautiful cats living 30, 35 years now. So that's my request. I'm going to take a call from Margaret. You're on, Margaret.
Oh, hi, Glenda.
Hi.
I'm calling to ask for a blessing again for my brother, Larry Nagy. He's in the hospital now.
Okay.
His cancer is stage 4, and it's moved to his lymph nodes. So
okay.
I would like him to be on the prayer list. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And his name?
Larry Nagy.
Larry.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
You got it. And Tony, you are on the call. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. Yeah, blessings for Rama's 1% realization. And Judy needs some blessing. She's working on some healing. She's got some energy that she's working with that she wants to transform and shift. But she has to include. She's away from the phone today. Let's see. I also just wanted to offer a blessing for everybody connecting with the full moon. Full moon is Saturn. It's one of the things it does for us is it helps us to connect with the alignment of the inner world and the outer world. And that's going to be Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Great. And isn't that supposed to be an extremely long blood moon?
I'm sorry, which one? Blood moon?
I heard that was supposed to be an extremely beautiful blood moon.
Now, I hadn't heard about an eclipse yet. I think we're due for an eclipse in July. I had just looked at the calendar after you mentioned that, and I'm pretty sure that coming in July we're going to have an eclipse.
Okay.
Probably later.
Okay, good. But Wednesday night we're going to focus on the full moon.
Yeah, full moon with
aligning the inner and the outer world.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you, Tony.
You betcha.
And we have a caller from area code 321. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Scott. How are you?
Hi, Scott.
I wanted to ask for a blessing in the East for myself. I'm starting up a new business venture. I've purchased a new vehicle, a 2018 Corolla, and I'll be doing some courier work in the country. So I get to drive, something I really enjoy. And I've been doing everything to get in place. And I just want things to go really well as I get started, so I'd appreciate it.
Oh, you've got it. Okay. For your new career.
All right. Good to hear everybody.
Yes. Okay, we have a caller from area code 780, and you're on.
Hey, how's it going, Glenda?
Hi, is this Desmond?
Yes, Desmond. I'm still in the hospital, and I've been redesigning the whole entire structure. It's been, like, a lot of fun. Just getting really burnt out because there are so many rules, and I'm just, like, to make my own games up and, like, to play by my own rules, and do whatever I feel like doing, and I get in punished and in trouble and get told what to do over and over and what I can't do over and over. I push every boundary and I get, and I'm kind of getting to the point where I'm like, yeah, I think I'm done playing this game. But anyways, my great grandmother Veronica's coming over, and like they did, my grandfather designed the hospitals and stuff, and so hopefully they'll be able to use all this wisdom and stuff that I shared with them and really turn the hospitals into something that's a lot more workable. That'd be good, and hopefully I can go take care of my simple little country life when I get out of here and manage my meager finances and try to build a business and continue, like you said, you're having something going on with your family. I'm not sure if you just mentioned cats or if you meant, Larry and the rest of your, blood or kin, but my family too and stuff has a lot of support that they need.
Yes. Well, Desmond, just remember, there's nothing neither good nor bad, except that it brings fulfillment. And what you need for the full realization and fulfillment of your life, and anything that does that, whether you're in an ashram or whether you're on Wall Street, whether you're in quiet or on a busy city, whether you're rural or urban, it doesn't matter. What matters is the fulfillment that these events bring to you. And what you can realize from the events as an opportunity for personal growth. So I just wish you all the best in everything, always. And
yes,
I know that you're making
years,
the most of everything.
You have. For many years, and I think of you as one of the greatest teachers I've ever had in my life, and I thank you so much for all that you have inspired me, to believe in myself in such a way, like a real way. And you're so grounded and you're so authentic, and I just appreciate it.
You're so well. You know, the thing is, God keeps us grounded. we try. What we do is when pain comes in, we try to step off the earth about 2 feet because we know that it's partly gravity and the impact of the electromagnetic field that's causing this pain. So we try to step 2 feet off the ground, and...
Yeah, what a waste, Ativan.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like an Ativan. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, we've been redesigning these meds a bit too. I think it's horrible what people, all the medications that people are being put through and stuff. And I've designed the Secret Priest diet with my friend LeBove and Chris and stuff has helped me a bit with it, and they're not letting me have it in here.
Well, you use your intuition, okay? You use your intuition and your judgment about what is right and good for you, okay?
Yeah,
and,
I will.
And come from a place of peace, and just let go of the resistance, okay?
Yeah,
because
easy peasy.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear from you, as always. And I think, everybody, it's time that we got started with our blessing. It's that we are at the 3:30 mark, and I like to be as much on time as possible because so many people join us remotely for the blessing. They can't be on the call because of international calling cost, or perhaps they're just not in a convenient location where they can easily check in. So let us just settle in our chairs, unless you're a blessing giver. If you're a blessing giver, stand with me. Join me. Otherwise, be quiet in your chair. Let your attention drop into your heart and allow it to fall like a pebble in a lake that extends rays and eddies out from it. And let those rays and circles of eddies dilate your heart and open a space for new feelings of joy and optimism and peace. And resolve. You know, let me say this, there's never an end to anything in life. Everything goes on. But there are chapters in our life that need to end so that we can start new ones. There are chapters in books that need to end so that we can change our attention to a new topic, and yet it's the same story moving on. This is what happens in our life as we move from different phases of our life to new phases of our life. It's what happens when we move from one life to another life, whether that next life is in heaven or in spirit on earth or a new incarnation on earth. We move on because we need a new focus on a new topic. What we've been working on is done. It's complete. And sometimes we really don't like to let go. But it's okay. Practice letting go, just like you do when you sleep at night. You know, there was a time in my life when I had chronic insomnia. This went on for about 5 years, and nothing would happen. No drugs would handle it. And I had prescription medicines. I was seeing the doctor. I saw a counselor. No one could get me through the chronic insomnia. Finally, I went to a spiritual teacher. And the spiritual teacher said, "Glenda, what are you not letting go of?" The minute I spotted it, my insomnia was cured. Never had it again in my life. Because now, if I just even start to think I have it, all I have to look at my life is just quickly and say, okay, what am I not wanting to let go of? And it's a done deal. So in your heart, just let go. Let God take over. God has a better answer than you do. Not because you're not smart. Not because you're not responsible. Not because of anything you haven't done. But simply because God has a bigger perspective than you do. The circle of options are greater for our Heavenly Father. And our Heavenly Father has the wisdom of a father, whereas we have, even in our greatest moments, the wisdom of a child. So let us begin. Close your eyes. Be silent. Be in joy. Be in peace. Hold those that you love, that you're praying for. Yeshua, our brother, Son of God, Lord of life, we ask that you bless and heal all of those who have come to you this day with their hearts in their hands, their faith open wide, their trust and surrender complete.
in you. Honor their faith. Support their belief. And be with them for the greatest good that can come from this blessing today and from your love always. Be with them. Encircle their bodies, their hearts, and their minds with light and living love flowing ever eternally. We ask that you be with those who are suffering from the turmoils of the earth. We ask that you be with all of the animals in the natural kingdom, and that you be with our earth as she moves into the summer in the north, in the winter in the south, that she may find her perfect adjustment and realignment. We ask that you be with the poor and give them wealth that they can't imagine, wealth of a different kind, that they may find material substance adequate to their needs. We ask that you be with the sick and the lonely, the bereaved and the lost, that they may find their home with God in their heart. We ask now for all these things that our community shall pray about as we conduct the energy of your love, the fire of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of God. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Everyone else, begin your prayer.
Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now go and rest and absorb. Just receive. And don't even think about what it is you're receiving. Just be a little baby sponge. Bye-bye for now. Much love to you. Look forward to being with you again next week.